I told you we're going to put in a bulletin, you know, the big exodus for the choir. And someone asked me, what are we supposed to do when they're coming down? Well, you can yodel. Today is the birthday of the church. It's Pentecost Sunday. And it's always interesting how some churches say, well, what are you going to do on Pentecost? Well, I remember one church where I did a supply one Sunday, and everybody came in the door and they got a cupcake with a red candle. It was terrible during the sermon. It really was. You know, to watch everybody eat a cupcake. That's discouraged. But what do we do? And the text that we're going to be reading is really about the beginning of the church and the speaking in tongues. And that's always another question that comes up. Do you speak in tongues? Only when I'm mad. No. And if some of you really do speak in tongues, let me know. I did go to a church once where they did it, okay? And somebody asked me if I could say what they were saying. And I said, of course. And I made up some stuff. And they said, how did you know that? And I said, well, that's called improv. What a dirty trick. Anyway, it said that there were 15 different... The estimates are 15 different tongues were being spoken. 15. And they were all speaking to their people in 15 different languages. So I'm figuring 15 different languages, and there was a crowd there, and probably, say, 25 people each times 15 is 375 or more. Because remember, we're only counting the 120-some that's spoken. That's men. Then there were the women were there, the children were there, the slaves were there. So 375 or more were there being inundated with the Word of God. How wonderful. In their own language. That's what's the miracle. Then we come to the fact about the church being born. And then we talk about the thousands of years that have passed since we were given life. Because of the Holy Spirit. What does that make of us in 2016? Soon to be at the halfway mark of this year. Do you believe it? We end this month and we go into the half year of 2016. And we're still getting inundated with awful ads on television. Let's see. The Spirit does lead us in a remarkable way. I love your trophy. I love your trophy. I told Barbara we should have baked some chili. I wanted to win that. Open your Bibles to Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. And it's not new to any of you because we've used this before on Pentecost Sunday. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites? Residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya near Cyrene. Visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in their own tongue. You'll note the last verse that I didn't use. They ended with a question. What does this mean? Wow. Can you imagine? It's a day like our lesson. Imagine a day like this. Put it in your own mind. Folks heard the message of God's love in their own language. Now, for this first day of church, this is the first day of what we call church as we know it. Things were perfect, absolutely perfect when I read this lesson. If you had yourself in that situation, strangers became friends. Strangers from all over the world became friends. Food, although it probably was not as luscious and wonderful as either a chili dinner or one of our covered dish, was plentiful enough that everybody could eat together and fellowship and share. It was a pilgrimage of life. It was like being home. You felt comfortable. All of these people from everywhere suddenly felt a oneness that they never knew before. And the Lord God did it all. Every bit of this scripture was done with a blast of hot air, wind. I better be careful how I use hot air from the pulpit. The blast of wind, a touch of flame, and a sermon was preached to 15 different people in their own language. The powerful event turned into probably a few weeks, if we read the lesson correctly. It included the healing a beggar, which is later in the lesson, a sermon by Peter on Solomon's porch, which was followed by his arrest, which didn't really slow down the things that were happening because of the Holy Spirit. And after the arrest, many were added to the church. That's what we read as we keep reading this Acts, the history of the church, of the church. And you know, I think that mob of people would have stayed there forever, but this is Luke's gospel. And Luke's Jesus isn't a stay-at-home kind, but rather a go and make disciples, go into all the world and make disciples, get off your and make disciples. Get up, go out and do. That's exactly what this is saying when we read this. And guess what? We need to embrace this very uncomfortable and inconvenient truth. The sudden explosion of the first church was never intended to take over Jerusalem and stay put and stay there. Some people wanted to do that. James, the brother of Jesus, wanted to keep everything in Jerusalem. Let's keep it here. Let's keep it intact. This is where it needs to stay. No. No. Go into all the world. Share the good news of Jesus Christ. How wonderful it was. And it was intended to make missions and disciples, and it was intended to change the world. And it did, historically, didn't it? We muddled around for a while. We still do that. We can't keep our negative thoughts to ourselves, and we can't keep our close-minded attitude toward Jesus Christ, to ourselves. We want to make somebody else suffer. And if you don't believe how I do, too bad. Sad. That's not what we hear in the beginning of the church. It was intended to make new people, aware people, disciple kind of people, and change the world. You know, I feel sorry, really, for that first church when I read this lesson. And I felt sorry for it when I went over it again this morning, looking at it before I preached it to you. They had absolutely everything they could ever want or need. They had everything. But it was never in the cards, at least in Luke's story in Acts, that has been read every Pentecost for over 2,000 years. The same story is read in churches like ours for over 2,000 years. And staying put, has never been the Christian message. Keeping things as they are, and if that's for me, I'm not home. The idea behind this scripture is, Christians, go. Don't be afraid. Regardless of your age, regardless of anything that's hindering you, share and celebrate the good news in all that you do or say. Now, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. This is what Jesus commissioned and commended people to do a long time ago. Go and make and teach and baptize and love and forgive. Eat and drink. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But whatever you do, remember Jesus Christ, and Jesus will be there. But go and make and teach and baptize and celebrate the good news that is Jesus Christ, and Christ will be there with you. That's guaranteed. That's guaranteed. Humans are important to God. We really are, all humans. From the whole world, we're important to God. Because we're important in all of our languages, in all of our cultures, in all of our colors, in all of our idiosyncrasies. We're important. And that's what the lesson's saying too. Stay and be the same. No. No. Never. This is not what God is up to. Go and tell the world that God loves you so much that I sent Jesus Christ into the world to be like you, to die like you, to live like you, and to give you renewal and health. Some of us know about renewal and health, don't we? Don't we? That's just not preacher talk anymore. That's fact. Thanks be to God. And now guess what? You have a chance to renew and rededicate yourself. Not just by eating chili. I had to put that plug in. But by sharing the bread and the cup at that table, would the elders join me? You know, I love the picture, and every time I see that one, with Jesus around the table, and they're all on one side. All on one side. I think of that little chapel in Athens, in a park. It's no longer used, but it's still very holy to the people in Greece because it was an early first century worship center. But they're painted as you go in, and it's fading, but it's painted up on the wall, and it's a round table. And Jesus was all around the round table. And you just saw heads facing you, but Christ was there at the head. And you saw a couple of faces, but everybody was sitting around the table. And I thought, you know, that's really what it was all about. They were having a sharing time. And when I read this again about all of the people from wherever they were, all over the world, and they could understand the good news of Jesus Christ. How complicated we make it, don't we? How complicated we make it when it's basic. And Jesus said it very simply. When I go, and he told this to his disciples, and the disciples didn't understand a thing he was talking about before. And after the meal, when he picked up the bread and said, "This is my body that's broken for you, take it and eat, remembering me. Eat it all." And then in the same manner, he picked up the cup and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for everyone for the forgiveness of sins. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you show my presence. Do this, remembering me." I think how simple it was, how complicated we make it, and yet how simple it is for us all. Oh God, we ask your blessing now on this bread and cup, setting it apart from common to sacred. Indeed, bless this bread and this cup with your Holy Spirit for us. Amen.